Disco in the Morning with David.
Brought to you by Margaritaville Resort Palm Springs.
Okay, well, there's a big deal going on over in Cat City at the Roost all month long. This is their annual Christmas in July. It starts today, and it goes basically through the end of the month, the 23rd. It culminates with a whole day of activities on the 23rd, but we'll start with what's happening today. Today, you got to go online and get your tickets to the events on the 23rd because they sell out like lickety-split. You think the Red Dress Party sells out fast? Jeff, the owner at the Roost, says these things sell out fast. So I believe they go on sale about 9 o'clock this morning. So you need to hang around the computer and hop online. Because on the 23rd, they're going to have a big drag show with some kick-ass drag queens. Then they're going to have and the food is from, who's the food from? Lulu's. And then that evening, they're having a whole nother event with food from Trilusa, a full Christmas dinner, all the fixings, the whole deal. And then they have like a wreath auction and just a whole bunch of holiday stuff that goes on there all day long. And the whole mess, all of it, is a benefit for the Roost Foundation. The Roost Foundation, of course, connected to the Roost. And the Roost Foundation does a lot of charitable stuff for kids here in the Valley. And this event is all a benefit for Tools for Tomorrow. It's an arts education nonprofit here in the Valley. And I had a chance to speak with their executive director, Andrea Hecht, about exactly what is Tools for Tomorrow.
It's an after-school arts literacy program. We integrate creative writing, art, music, and theater, and it's for children ages 8 to 11, so that's 3rd through 5th grade. After-school programs, some are arts-based. We might introduce the children to a master, an artist, or a musician. They learn a little bit about them, their life, how they got into the arts, maybe some of the struggles they might have had, and then they get the opportunity to do a hands-on arts project. So it might be arts, it might be music, it might go from one to the other. So we might introduce them to Peter and the Wolf, which is orchestra symphony, tell them a little bit about the different parts of the orchestra. They will develop characters, they might draw their characters, their costumes, and then put together a dialogue and do a play or a program. We also have a theater program. So the theater program, the kids get to create their own play. They then work on the sets, the costume, and then they perform it for their classmates, their parents, the community. So this year, bullying was a huge theme in our classes. So we had two classes do videos on bullying, and then the theater program actually did their theater performance on bullying. So they had the mean girls and the athletes and the nerds and other groups, and they went through the process of being bullied and then figuring out that they could band together, or that maybe there was another issue going on and the bully was having trouble at home. And the program really gives the kids an opportunity to talk about what's going on in their life at school and address some of those issues. Teachers are trained to really make sure that all the kids are seen and heard. And then we bring in volunteers that will also help out in the classroom. And so this class was able to find a solution for bullying, and then they performed it for their classmates and their parents too.
So there you have it, Tools for Tomorrow, benefiting a lot of kids here in the Valley. And that is really what the Roost Foundation is all about. They do a number of benefits all year round. This particular benefit last year raised nearly $100,000. So this is not a small deal. So please go over there. It goes on all month long. So if you're gonna buy tickets and go to the big thing on the 23rd, go in there anytime during the month. You can take a backpack in. They're doing a backpack drive for the students at Rio Vista Elementary School in Cathedral City. They're also adopting some of the teachers of Rio Vista Elementary School, who, as we know, teachers frequently, almost always in fact, spend their own money on their classrooms. So they want to sponsor and give some of these teachers a little gift card, a little love from the Roost Foundation. So lots of good stuff going on. You can make wreaths and take them in there and auction them off. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So swing by. It's centrally located right on Highway 111, right next to City Hall. So, you know, you really can't miss it. And it goes on, like I said, all month. So lots to do. Next hour, we will discuss how the Tools for Tomorrow programs help kids in the community. Here's the Crusaders. It's Randy Crawford and his pals. This is Street Life on Disco in the Morning with David.